And we're back. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris, migrated into Knockout Sports.
Or Knockout Radio.
Knockout Radio Sports. I still think we should create a new show, like where my name's on it too.
Nah, I'm against it.
No, but like it's always like Talking Sports Randy Harris.
I'm really against it.
Because it could be like a Knockin' Sports with Naked Pizza Man and Randy Harris.
Okay. Can I be real honest with you?
Yes.
Seriously. Yeah, and I hope this doesn't crush you and our friendship. That'll never happen.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying.
You don't want to be part of Knocking Sports?
No.
We just make fun of stupid sport people.
Well, you already do that.
I do.
Right. So nothing certainly is going to change there.
This is true.
But no, that won't happen.
All right.
So what you got?
So you were at the Super Bowl. Did you see Conor McGregor?
I didn't see him, but I know he was running around. And Sean is on his way here, who's going to fill us in on the Barstool guys.
Oh yeah. So what is that? A talk show?
I don't know really much about it, but okay. He's going to fill us all. I don't know anything about it.
The Pizza Barstool guys, or is it like a talk show radio guy?
I don't know
much about it. I know the name. I know what a Barstool is. So
there, I have a Barstool signed by Dusty Rhodes.
No way.
I do. What? Yeah.
What happened to it?
I still have it.
I thought maybe Hacksaw Jim Duggan like
nope.
Cut it up and made.
I still have it. We used to do an event. At a location, I'm not going to say the location, and a friend of mine was
good with the base of like
it's not my first rodeo, so I'm at the event. It was a pretty big event for a charity, and my buddy was like the promotions guy, and everybody's running up to the dream, baby, Virgil Reynolds, getting them to sign stuff, and I don't want stuff signed. I don't want a picture. I don't want. Hey, get a Barstool sign.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. So, yeah. So, I have a Barstool sign by the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
That's
cool. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep. So, where were you before you were in it?
No, I just thought it was cool. I mean, I thought I saw something that, we'll talk to Dave Feldman here shortly, but I think they're trying to work out some kind of promotion with Connor and his proper whiskey company. And
you need to keep up the conversation just so you know when Dave is on.
Yeah.
Well, these are all the things that I normally do.
You're pretty good at this.
You know why you just sit there and do nothing? I'm doing all this stuff.
I'm the intellectual contribution.
Yeah. Like contribution?
Yeah, contributor.
The only thing you're contributing is my dinner in about 45 minutes. That's what you're contributing.
That's true. That's my role. I know my role. I stay in my lane.
As long as you know your role. Speaking of staying in your lane, what do you think about Ball probably going to get traded?
Where's he going?
To New Orleans.
Yeah, for Anthony.
Yeah, then Davis. Last I heard, they're trading the entire team, minus LeBron. LeBron is staying in L.A.
Right.
They're trading everybody, including the logo.
No way. Jerry West?
And Jerry West.
They're getting rid of Jerry West?
Jerry West isn't even there anymore, so that's why they can trade him. They're going to send Jerry West. They're going to send the Laker logo.
Okay.
They're going to send 18 autographed photos of Magic Johnson. Team. And for Anthony Davis.
But didn't you see that coming? I mean, like we knew that. We knew when LeBron got there, he wasn't going to play with those scrubs.
No. Well, but again, he goes to the finals with scrubs.
Yeah, but he's done carrying like workloads like that. You can't compete in the West against a team like Golden State or like Oklahoma City.
I kind of want to stay on Knockout Radio. Let's keep Knockout Radio
until
Dave gets here, and then we'll go off to Barstool. Yeah. Pull up Phoenix, since you really badly... But and you don't want to keep the conversation off because we need to keep that up so we know when Dave is on. But since you ran through it as quickly as humanly possible through the Whitaker.
is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Clear Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Player Show. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clear Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to clinenergywellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town? Call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, we are back. I'm going to do something here. This is how we'll get it done.
What do you got?
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can pull it off.
Let's do it.
Hey, this is Deion to the Bronze Bummer Wilder, WBC Heavyweight Champion of the World. And you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
Well, I had to get that on the air.
Well, why didn't you just do that like the whole time?
Do what the whole time?
Like the whole thing about like broadcasting live on location is we require technology to get our.
Yeah, but we still would need to send it to the station.
Oh yeah!
God, you're such an idiot.
I guess we need to.
You truly are an idiot.
Dang it!
So if they can't hear us talk, how are they going to hear my phone?
Well, I would hear all the liners, and I would be thoroughly enjoy it, and it would be sweet.
Well, no, Dave Feldman coming up momentarily.
I can't wait to talk to him.
Did you send the number?
Yes, I did.
See, you're producing the show because my computer is.
It's out of commission.
Can you give me a loan so I can go buy a new computer?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you want to get?
What are your interest rates?
It's like six garlic knots a month.
I have to eat six garlic knots a month?
Oh, Dave is ready. Dave is ready. Let's go live to the man.
All right. Straight back from Cancun. Another success. BKFC. Dave Feldman, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We appreciate your time. Fill us in on if it at all was any different production-wise, getting this one done in Mexico in another country than, you know, the couple that we did here in the States?
If it was any different, it was so different. It was unbelievable. The language barrier was a killer. It was a killer, and just knowing the way they do things down there was tough. And, you know, we learned our lesson. We got we paid more than we were supposed to pay on a lot of different things. But I mean, it's just the way that it worked out. But at the end of the day, it was one hell of a show. Some great fights, and we made a statement by going international on our fourth show. And the Mexican fans loved it. As I walked around with one of the guys that helped me down there, I ran, and he was translating. I was asking all the fans, what do you think? And all of them were going, Boxeo, no more. Boxeo, no more. So I think we made a really good statement down there.
It definitely made a statement. And from production-wise, as we're watching it on TV, you couldn't tell. You know, some of the issues, some of the things of being in a foreign country. And that has to say a lot about you and your staff.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dave. I mean, I really have a great staff. I have a great staff, great Mexican staff, actually, in Cancun that works with our commercial distribution. And they really took the ball and ran with it. And they did a hell of a job, man. I really take my hat off to them because they made it so much easier than it could have been. A lot harder than it was. It was hard. But it could have been way harder, but they made it a lot easier. So take my hat off to them and the fighters. I mean, what can you say, man? I mean, the fighters just really fought their butts off.
You know, and that's one of the things that, and I'm not trying to blow smoke, it comes from you. I've been to your events. I know when you're screaming at some fighters, that's not what you're paying for. We want to see fights. It says a lot about you. It says a lot about the fighters that you have signed, that when they come, they know to toe the line and they know to throw, because this is a fight and let's get it done.
Well, you know what? I make the little speech as we're doing the rules meeting, and I just tell the guys, look, I need to have you guys fight. The future of the business is on your shoulders, because if you guys don't fight, no one wants to tune in. And I'm telling you, if you come to fight, you're going to get bonuses. And if you don't come to fight, you're not going to get paid. And I never did that before, but this time I did cut two fighters' purses in half, not given the effort that I thought they should have given.
I'd love that. Honestly, I just now heard it. I didn't know it, and I think it's awesome. You know, if you're going to get a bonus for fighting, then you should lose if you're not out there, you know, giving it your all or giving 92%.
Right, right. No, you know, like I said, it's all what the fighters do. And, you know, I take my hat off to the fighters because, look, a lot of the fighters get some severe cuts, but most of them get at least a little nick on this. And why I'm saying that is they're permanently scarred for bare knuckle for the fans. And I take my hat off to that. But the guys that don't want to give the aggression and want to play it extra safe, look, I know we're in a sport to hit and not get hit. But if you're in a sport to not get hit and hardly ever hit, you're in the wrong sport.
Talk to me about, as you're putting this one together with the issues, with it being another country, how do you devote all the time that you need to devote to that, but also devote time to your next event, your event after that, going to other countries, trying to look ahead as you're looking at the next event that's on the docket?
You know, Randy, I'm going to have you counsel me and my wife later on, so She's the one that's making it a lot easier for me. She's the one that's helping me get through this. But I got to be honest with you, man. I have the best team. For the guys that are on my team, we don't have the biggest team in the world, but the guys that are on my team are solid, solid team players, and they all understand what the goal is here. They don't have their hands out and saying, what's in it for me now? They understand the future of this, and they're working so hard to make this right. So, I mean, I don't sleep. You know, I'm up till probably 2 or 3 in the morning and then back up at 6 or 7 in the morning and just getting work done. But my team is, you know, they're phenomenal. I have a great, great team, and I'm adding some new team members. As you saw on Saturday night, we announced the announcement of an additional team member, and we're going to probably do a couple more. But it's all about the team. It really, truly is. You know, I can't say it's me. I'm working my butt off, but it's the team, man. The team is really coming together for this.
Well, I'm sure it's a combination of many things. One, it is an absolute great sport. Two, obviously your leadership. three getting involved on the ground floor, and we know that it's 100 and some years, but very few of us have been around that long. So it's like a brand new sport. So it's a combination of all those three things that have to add to the excitement of why everybody, including ourselves, want to get involved.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's lead by example. Like, for instance, I'm helping sweep off the mat or do different things that, and then some people come up to me and they go, you shouldn't be doing that. And I'm like, dude, lead by example, man. I want these guys to see that I'm working hard, so they want to work hard. And I think that's why the team really believes in me, because they know I'm not just pointing fingers and hoping stuff gets done. I'm making stuff happen, and I'm showing them and leading the way so they understand that they need to work just as hard as I can, as I do. And then, you know, when everything comes together, because it's going to come together, this is the show that really turned the corner for us, and I think it got us a lot more eyeballs on this. I mean, our website, we did the numbers on our website, and it was way more views on the day of the fight than we've ever had. And, you know, like I said, I think we're turning the corner, and I think the team sees that, how hard that I work and try to be the best leader that I can be, and you know, they want to follow. And And I think everybody sees the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
What's next? Is it too early to ask what's next?
Well, we have April 6th. I don't know if you did watch the whole show, but we announced. We have April 6th is going to be in Manchester, New Hampshire. And then we're going to go right back 2 weeks later to Biloxi, Mississippi on April 20th. And we normally wouldn't do it that fast, but we had an opportunity to go to New Hampshire, and I didn't want to pass up going to a new state. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to come back June 1st in Wyoming, and then it looks like we're going to be in back in Mexico City at some point in the summer, London, England, and then two or three other states that are going to open up by the end of the year. So we're really putting the pedal to the metal as we get this year rolling, and I think we're going to finish with a really strong year. And we have some, you know, if some of these things happen that we're in negotiations for right now, I think we're going to really shake up the combat sports world.
Dave, let me ask you this. You know, you said that you could see the numbers coming up. You can see the numbers after an event of fans that are tuning in. How are the numbers, you know, increase and exceed your expectations of fighters that reach out to you after an event?
You know, it's weird because you look at the event and they say, are these guys are fighting, and I would think that the fighters would be like, yeah, I don't know if I want to step into this. But I think it's like what you said. It gives them an opportunity to be a part of something that really, you know, like it was in 1889, but really never been done before in our lifetime. So it gives them a chance to be a pioneer in something. Like I said, like we're in negotiation, as you saw, Artem Lobov has, you know, asked for his release for UFC. And we're negotiating something with him. Hopefully we come down with something. And it's what I said to him. I said, look, you can go to Bellator, you can go to one of these other companies that are offering you a contract, or you come to us, where you're not just going to be, like, in the middle of something. You're not going to be another fighter in MMA. You're not going to be another Bellator-signed fighter. You're not going to be another ACA or whatever that company is over there kind of signed fighter. What you are going to be is you're going to stand out in our company. You have a chance of being a star immediately. And, you know, that's what's getting, I think that's more than anything was getting these fighters excited. Plus the fact that really, man, I mean, I don't think we could treat the fighters really any better than we do.
I agree with you 100%, and I've said that publicly many times. Final question for you, and I know I've asked you this before, and you have a long list already of places that you're going. When are you going to go to not only your backyard, but my hometown of Philadelphia?
And if you can call the commission and get everybody you know to call the commission to tell them we want this, I'd like to go there yesterday. So, you know, I think he's given me an opportunity to present to the commission again in April. And if he does, you know, with all the documentation I have now, with all the fights that we've already done, I think it has to be a yes. But, you know, you never know. I'd love to be here. We're also going to be talking to some surrounding states of Pennsylvania in the next couple of weeks as well. So I definitely want to be up here in the Northeast, and New Hampshire is great, but I think a more populated area like, you know, Philadelphia, New Jersey area would be great.
So we need our national audience to hammer Twitter, emails, letters to the commission, and I will take the lead on that, and we will get that started as well. Dave, as always, sir, thank you very much. I know we've talked about doing a lot of things. Hopefully, between yourself and Kat and I, we can put this together and start this weekly thing starting today with having you on.
I'd love to, man. It's always a pleasure with you guys. And, you know, you get the word out and you're spreading the word great. And I really, really appreciate it. I know my whole team does. And we're looking forward, like I said, we're looking forward to a hell of a year. And if you guys help with us, that would, you know, make it a little sweeter.
We are on board. You know that. We'll talk to you or talk to somebody from the organization next week. And I'm looking forward to being up in New Hampshire in April.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, Dave. That is Dave Feldman. He is your owner. He is the president.
He's the man.
He is. I turned you off.
Oh, why'd you turn me off?
Because you're making too much noise.
What are you talking about?
He is your sweeper. He is your everything. And Dave is a good guy. I'm going to tell another story about Dave. I've told it before, but I'm going to tell it again. The title fight that I was in Mississippi, and this is why I love the sport and I love the guy that's running it. More on that and a whole lot more coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. Duh. 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Player Show. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bummer Wilder, WBC heavyweight champion of the world. And you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
That's the stuff that I want to see.
Right.
You know, I want to see, is the camera, is your camera on?
The camera is not on. Okay. Do you want people to see our radio faces?
No, the camera is what eats into.
Because Sean KO Radio is here, and I'm sure people want to see his pretty face.
So, I can't hear anything.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
And you're not going to.
Oh, I'm not allowed to?
Yeah, you're not allowed
I'm not allowed to hear anything?
You can hear.
Oh, okay.
I can hear you. Cool.
Right, we can hear you. That's all that matters.
Yeah, but I can't hear from what you're supposed to be hearing.
Yeah, well, and that's because, see this right here?
Okay. Welcome to the program, Sean.
All right, so
I feel like I'm being interviewed. You both are staring at me right
now. Yes.
Am I being fired?
What's your pant size? What kind of interview are we doing? I thought it was a casting couch.
Do you see why I can't take him anywhere?
No, it's a casting.
You don't take him anywhere.
Do you want to go to L.A.? We're going to go possibly hang out with Tyson.
I'd love to.
Okay.
I found a group he can hang with. They like being apprehended and thrown out of places. So
which one?
Says sing.
Are they
talk about that. Fill everybody in on that since you're up on the story.
So I was going to say, and it's not just them. It was a big weekend in Atlanta for the Super Bowl, but I've always heard it's not the game. The game, right. It is what it is. It's a football game.
Sure.
I was lucky enough to go in 2009, and I will say I blinked my eyes and it was in the fourth quarter. It was over.
Okay.
It's better to be at home.
Sure.
All that stuff.
Agreed.
I guess in a dome it could be a little bit better because it's climate controlled.
It's not.
The whole nine
it's not.
Yards.
It's not.
Yeah. Okay, it's not.
You didn't miss that.
So not only were there the first report I saw 45 human trafficking arrests and apprehensions in the city the week of the Super Bowl.
Okay.
There was a media outlet that has been revolting against Roger Goodell in the NFL. Two members snuck into media day. One bought a ticket and then just walked in like he owned the place, asking questions, getting interviews, the whole nine yards.
Okay.
How do you buy a ticket to media day?
Fans are allowed in.
Okay, so that's
the new sport. Opening night is a whole hoopla where they do they bring up the quarterbacks and the coaches and let the fans ask questions and then they do the regular.
And this is what used to be on Tuesdays.
Yes,
and that's why I don't go because I normally don't go on Mondays.
So yeah, that's their opening night because the teams come in Sunday night, I guess now. So one was apprehended before the Pats arrived. The Pats were the closers of this event. And he got some interviews from the Rams. And the other one made it through both and almost the end until he was apprehended. It was so bad and so ridiculous. I guess these guys had a sit-in at Roger Goodell's office for Deflategate. They said that Brady was innocent, the whole nine yards. They're from Boston. So they make these shirts that have Roger Goodell's face with a clown nose on it.
Okay.
That on Wednesday, when Sean Payton had his first interview since,
he was wearing
that shirt underneath
his Travis Matthew jacket. So, you see the Travis Matthew, the hat that your boss we picked up at the golf expo?
So they have a following.
Yeah.
And the NFL just doesn't like them because they're anti-Roger Goodell in the NFL.
Okay.
So he gets him thrown out. Goodell gets him thrown out, apprehended by the FBI, investigates and starts asking him questions. And they tell them, no paperwork, that they are not allowed on the premises of Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the Georgia World Congress Center, or State Farm Arena.
Okay.
Well, the owner of the company says, I'm coming to the game, Roger. I got a ticket. I'm coming to the game. You can't stop me. He showed up to the game. He made it to halftime. When he was apprehended and tossed out. So,
well, they can stop him with the ticket.
The ticket.
But what their attorney is saying is nothing was ever given to them in writing. This is all hearsay that they're not allowed. Where is it on paper that these guys aren't allowed in the arena or not allowed at the stadium? They paid to get inside. They had a rightful ticket. And then the cameraman got thrown out for just filming his owner getting arrested. I watched them take his ticket and rip it. They said, you got to go. And they threw him out.
Wow. So what are they?
They didn't arrest him. There were no charges, nothing.
So they're suing the NFL?
They are seeing what their options are. Because that's three of them now. The one who got thrown out on Monday night said he was going to the game and was stealing tweets from other media members saying, I'm in section 140, moving around the stadium.
This is the best.
And people were texting him updates. Hey, we're in the press box, and there are four guys that are around here looking for you.
Wow.
He was in New York City.
He wasn't even there.
He wasn't even there.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like the sign language people that go behind like Obama, like they pretend like they're sign language and they're frauds, like complete frauds.
But this is a legitimate news outlet. I mean, they had big names. They had guys from the NFL Network on their show.
I mean,
the NFL Network says it's okay. I mean, isn't the NFL Network owned by the NFL?
Yeah.
You would think that they said they asked for clearance. They said it was okay. And then I guess the biggest story of the weekend is 21 Savage.
Yeah, he got deported.
Deported because of the Super Bowl.
Okay, I have no idea who that
is. So he's a big up-and-coming rapper. I actually was turned on to 21 Savage by Matthew McClellan right here about a year ago.
This guy.
That guy.
The blind leading the blind.
He's actually not bad. He's like the...
Who, Matt or the 21 Savage? 21 guy? Savage.
We got a translator at the Obama thing for you.
So 21 Savage is up and come to find out he's a British citizen. And he came to the States in 2005. He had a one-year visa, which means 06, and it's 2019, and he's still here.
He just never left.
And he was performing all weekend. He was part of the Super Bowl Music Fest. He was a big deal in Atlanta, and now he's gone.
Yeah. But just like Adam Levine's shirt.
But he's been arrested and had charges in Atlanta. How do they not catch him?
Which nothing gives you more street cred than maybe that.
He didn't even get to see the Super Bowl because he was in custody.
Your boy Tinashe 6ix9ine got arrested.
I know he's arrested.
Pled guilty to like 8 charges he's of racketeering.
Yeah, he's not coming out. The musical moment with Matt McClellan.
Yeah. We could add that segment to the show.
I've never been more bored in my life.
Are you serious? Yeah. You don't know Tinashe 6ix9ine?
I think it's Tekashi.
Whatever.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to say a name right?
But the thing, he sounds like he's Asian, but he's from like Miami.
It's funny that you just turn him off.
I thought he was an MMA fighter.
I can't hear him, so it doesn't matter.
He's gone. So I'm at the Black Eyed Peas,
which is really not the Black Eyed Peas.
They're
missing people.
It's just one guy.
Well, no, it's not one guy. They're missing one person.
They're not Black Eyed Peas.
The main person.
They are no longer that.
Now they're the Chicken Eyed Peas.
They can be whatever they want.
So the guy gets up there.
Pinto beans.
Whatever the guy's name is.
Will I am.
Either turn him off or punch him in the face.
Well, you're the one who controls this. Your show.
You have the thing.
I'm not touching it.
So the guy gets up there and he's talking about the American Cancer Society.
Okay.
And how he had cancer. And he goes, you probably remember me. I'm the long-haired Asian. And, you know, who is from the Black Eyed Peas. And then he goes, the only problem is I'm an American Indian Mexican.
Oh.
So everybody thought that he was Asian, but he was an American Indian Mexican, and he had all his hair was gone from chemo, and the other guy with the big glasses, like Henry Cejudo's trainer, so it was everybody but whatever her name is, Fergie.
Yeah.
Which is the reason that I went.
Was one Taboo?
Yeah, Taboo.
Okay.
And what's the other one?
Apple,
Taboo.
And Will I Am.
And Will I Am.
And Jessica Reynoso.
Right, is the new girl.
That is not Black Eyed Peas.
So there's four past members now. So now they are no longer, they need to come up with a new
name. Really? So yeah. So Taboo isn't, that's like his best friend, right?
But they're showing four other past members, including Fergie.
He's like, the plane, boss, the plane.
That's Tattoo.
Oh, my God. Tattooey, that's from Star Wars. Did you see Edelman and Brady at Disney? They took them to Hollywood Studios, and they're the lightsaber fighting.
Yeah.
Great. Did you see the parade yesterday? The same kid showed up 4 or 5 years in a row. He's got a sign, and it says his age and how many parades he's seen. So it's like 17 years old, 11 parades, and he's got all the team logos, and he walks around with the
sign. He's never seen a Los Angeles Ram parade.
He is not.
So he's 0-1.
Did you see the meme? It showed a plane, and they put the logo of the Rams, and it said the only touchdown in Atlanta. The only touchdown they had all week.
Your thoughts on the game? I loved it.
I enjoyed it. It was a close game. I mean, 3-0 at halftime.
I thought
and
it was
you
awesome.
Had the thought in your mind that, oh my God,
yep.
Brady's not going to get 6.
Yep.
And because
they're keeping them in the Patriots are keeping the Rams in the game.
They have negative yards, and they're only down 3.
Right.
And then what was it, 10-0? And then, but then they kicked the field. Or no, it was 3-3. They
right,
tied
3-3.
The game up. Then it was 10-3. It was still a one possession game.
Right.
And then one of the twins made that play, running 20 yards the opposite direction to knock the ball.
Touchdown out. Right.
It was the play of the game. And there were two members of New England. One of them was one of the McCourty twins. Two members that played in Cleveland last year. So they went from 0-16 to Super Bowl champs. The next year. It's never happened before.
So it can be done.
It can be done. Just go to New England.
I thought it was a great game. I enjoyed watching it.
Defensive coordinator today?
He went to Miami.
The defensive coordinator went to Miami.
Right.
They've already hired their new defensive coordinator.
Who's that?
Greg Schiano.
Oh, God.
Oh, really? Yeah. Why?
When you need a title, you go to New England. That's kind of what happens.
Yeah, well, I'm Graciano, a knucklehead that was here with the Bucs.
Yeah.
One of my least liked people that I've ever dealt with.
But now he gets to deal with someone who's worse than him but wins.
Well, there's a lot of people, you know, that win, but there's not a lot of people worse than him.
But Bill Belichick.
Well, Bill's the guy. He's a winner. How long do you think Bill will stay around?
He's going to be a hologram. They're going to keep his head on the sideline, and then he'll look.
No, once Brady goes, he's gone.
No, because he wants to. He'll get the next quarterback to come in.
Yeah, I think he stays.
You think Belichick stays? Yeah.
Because now it is an ego thing. So when Brady leaves, if Belichick is able to do something with another quarterback, then it's not Tom Brady. Belichick Brady. It's Belichick.
Yeah.
I was reading because they did the they showed the article from when Brady took over for. Drew Bledsoe.
Right.
Bledsoe was making like $16 million a year, and Brady was making $240,000. And they go, "This is the guy that the future of the franchise. This guy." And they bet right.
Yeah, I think Belichick's gotten softer over the years. I think he enjoys his off season. He goes out boating. He smiles.
He smiled on the sideline.
I think he's done when Brady hangs it up. 2 years.
Quote of the weekend from Gronk. Did you see that in the locker room?
No.
He still had the uniform and the T-shirt on, and they go, "Where are you going tonight? Where's the party?" He goes, "I don't know, but Bill told me we're partying, so we're partying."
Oh, yeah, tonight. I saw that.
And the quote said, "Those two are going to burn down the city of Atlanta."
Gronk come back next year?
Yes.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
He'll come back. As injured as he was?
One more ride.
Really?
God, he sandbagged the whole year.
Yeah.
Just show up in the playoffs.
Correct. It
was a great catch.
Great catch.
A heck of a throw.
Well, better throw than a catch.
And you know what was even better? The offensive line.
That's who should have been the MVP.
Absolutely. No question.
Unreal.
They should have given a card to the entire offensive line. Each person get a card.
Edelman got a card.
What, like a Jeep to Patriot?
They don't make Patriots anymore. Well, way to stay.
Nice try, though.
They can bring it back.
That's a nice try.
Right? I'm trying to cross-market that.
Only Matt can make me sound intelligent.
Did you see the...
Dodge Ram would have been an easy
The pick. Picture of all pictures with Brady on the duck boat. So he stands up and he goes with the threes with the circles. So the thumb and index finger and just holds up the six.
Yeah. And somebody on the four-letter network's like, "What does five mean? I don't get it." And the person's like, "No, that's six. It's three." Oh.
He's got six.
Yeah. And
they can still go for the Boston sweep. The Boston sweep is still in play.
With the Bruins?
With the Bruins and the Celtics. They're both in playoff contention.
Yeah.
I think the Celtics have a better shot.
It's only been 3 days since a Boston championship.
I love that.
Slacking.
I think that's fantastic. Lakers, your thought. Are they going to trade the entire team minus...
Did you see the picture?
No.
The picture yesterday was LeBron on the end of the bench with four seats open and then the rest of the guys. And they go, "You're just making room for everybody else." There was one player who was sitting on the other side of the coaches next to a fan away from LeBron. The chants. Did you hear the chants in the game? Best ever. Brandon Ingram, which was one of the guys that was named in the trade, they were sending LeBron. They were chanting, "LeBron's going to trade you." Then when JaVale McGee stepped to the line, they chanted, "Not worth trading."
Just cut him.
Oh, that's pretty funny stuff. And I think it'll happen.
I heard some things today. It's not going to happen by tomorrow. It's going to happen in the off season.
Well, and then what people are thinking is that if it doesn't happen by tomorrow, he's done. Davis will not play the rest of the year. Davis will be hurt. All of a sudden, he has an ankle sprain. Yeah. And
they said that they just didn't want to create any controversy.
But that's no different than me already taking Matt off the banner. And
when did he start?
You can't take me off. I'm like a stain. I'm just there. Even if you remove it. You'll still see me, even if you take me out.
We get some. Oh, speaking of stain removers, that's what Gronk was throwing out into the crowd. Tide Pods.
Well, was he?
He had full packages of Tide Pods that he was throwing out there.
That's pretty stupid.
He went from wearing clothing to then wearing nothing but a police vest, like he's directing traffic, while drinking wine from a bottle, to then no shirt, throwing out Tide Pods.
Now, does he spend the money from the playoffs?
No.
Because, you know, his thing is salaries, he does it, he goes into the bank.
Just endorsements.
So he doesn't spend any of his...
That's part of the, yeah.
Interesting. How about that?
He probably gets all his stuff for free. Like, look, you wear all this stuff. Like, you
know. No, he gets paid.
Brady had a great one, too. Someone threw a football up on the... and he one-handed it and then just showed it to the crowd.
And then threw it back.
Did he throw it back? Yeah. I didn't see him throw it back.
Now, I didn't know if
was it a good pass right there?
It was a perfect pass. I didn't know if he was just throwing to fans and then somebody would throw it back to him. And he would do that all the way down the parade route.
That's pretty cool.
Adam Levine was wearing a Target throw pillow pattern on his cutoff shirt.
I don't know what Travis Scott was wearing around his waist. Did you see his little fanny pack?
Yeah, it was a fanny pack.
Yeah,
that's like your boy.
I've never seen him wear it before.
It is your boy.
That's my guy.
Were you excited about seeing him?
Very much so. I was disappointed.
Did you feel like a Kardashian?
I did not. No.
Congratulations, by the way.
To who?
You. Didn't you get your ancestry report back? You're 3% African?
Yeah.
So you're qualified to date a Kardashian.
Allegedly.
You're qualified to date a Kardashian now.
Well, I'm qualified for...
or a Jenner.
You could be with Caitlyn.
Well, there is somebody in this room that has been with...
with Caitlyn?
No. Bruce at the time.
He's been with Bruce.
He did pick you up. He literally picked me up.
He manhandled him and
carried me all around.
How do you feel about being manhandled by Bruce Jenner?
I don't remember. It was just, you know, suppressed in the back of my head.
Perfect.
Cuddled with him.
Slipped you a Tide Pod. And
wasn't a Tide Pod.
Is that a Tide Pod or are you just happy to see me? Good stuff. All right. Let's go hit our final break. When we come back, let's look ahead to Phoenix.
Yep.
Let's run down that. We've already run down, you know, this weekend. Can you believe Anderson Silva back in the cage this weekend?
No, shouldn't be back.
Take on the main and the co-main, Sean.
Okay.
And then we're going to look at Phoenix with the return after a 2.5. The gladiator that fought gladiator had a shorter reign of retirement than Kane, who's been gone for 2.5 years, gets back in the cage next week as well. So we're going to hit a few of those things and then close this bad boy out. Thank God. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. Duh. 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staffson.
Lots of walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong. Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
That was my fault.
Yeah.
It was definitely my fault.
Fine, like,
it was my fault.
Can we record that?
All right. More importantly, the Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 20th, and we hope you will join the Randy Regime as we run the 25 epic obstacles from fire jumps, water slides, trampolines, underground tunnels, and much, much more in the three-mile course ending with beer and music. Register today at ruggedmaniac.com. Pick your race time and shirt size, and then get ready for the best time you have ever had in the mud. This is the Rugged Maniac. You guys excited about doing it?
What was the date again? Was it 420?
It is 420.
So I'm going to be a little late. And probably run it really, really slow. I'm just
spitballing.
But I'll be there.
Why are you going to be late? Seeing that we're picking you up.
Because it's 420, man. International tea time, baby.
I don't know what that means.
It's like international day to like smoke marijuana or ingest marijuana or take an edible gummy like a middle schooler.
That's the same thing as ingesting, but you know, who am I to call you?
Yeah, did you see those little kids that took terms. Like gummy bars to school, like the THC gummy bears? And
not the Tide Pods?
No, they're on to gummy bears now.
Well, they moved off to the Tide Pods.
Tide Pods.
All right, I look forward to the main.
Did you follow your producer and did you pull up next week? Yeah, I mean, we've already touched base briefly.
Yep.
But Nagano, Cain Velasquez.
Okay.
Are you excited about that?
Negative.
Yeah, nope. I'm really not.
Nah.
You know,
because it's not the Cain. You don't know if it's the Cain of old.
Yeah. No, he's old.
Yeah.
He's old.
Yeah.
Cain.
Yeah.
But it's not the Cain of old.
Right.
I can't get past Nagano being the Pez dispenser. I'd never get that image out of my head.
Honestly, I'd rather see this guy fight Nagano than Cain Velasquez.
Okay, who is this guy? I don't know who that guy is.
This is the University of Miami's new punter.
No, it's not.
100%.
Is it really?
Yeah, he signed this morning from Australia.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, he probably has
rugby. So is it rugby?
Skills. Yeah,
right. Rugby guy. Can you read down the card and let...
Heavyweight bout, Nagano versus Velasquez.
6'4", 215.
Who are you picking?
I'm going to go Nagano.
Yeah, I'm going Nagano too.
I'll go Nagano. James Vick versus Paul Felder. Stepping out of the broadcast booth, going back into the octagon.
Paul Felder.
I'm going Vic.
I'll go.
Just because you were in Atlanta last week, and you got that Michael Vick love now. So you're
going to go. Love for Michael Vick.
I'll go neither. I'll go to the judges. Courtney Casey versus Cynthia.
I'll go Cynthia.
Calvillo.
Courtney Casey.
I'll go Casey. Alex Caceres.
My guy.
It's my guy.
It's my Crone, guy.
Your Crone guy. Gacy, Gracie.
Against personally. And look, Edelman's in the next fight. Holy cannoli.
Brian Barberina.
I'm going to take Alex.
You going to take Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cool, man.
John? I already said I'm going with my boy, okay. Alex Caceres.
All right. Your boy, Andre Touchy Feely.
You completely skipped Vincent Luque. Good job.
Who?
Just because you're scared of the names.
Yeah, I don't mess with the Barbarian.
Edelman.
Brian Barberina.
I'll take Vincent Luque.
Vincent Luque.
Edelman's won enough this week.
Yeah, I'll take Luque.
I'm going to take Edelman.
And your boy, Andre, best name, Touchy Feely?
It's not the best nickname.
Why not?
You pulled our show down.
Okay.
All right. What is his nickname?
Touchy.
Right. His nickname is Touchy. His nickname is not Touchy Feely.
No, his last name is Feely.
Right. So his nickname is Touchy.
Yeah.
We've all decided and agreed Uncle Creepy was the best nickname.
We didn't all agree because mine was Touchy Feely. But
that's not his nickname.
We got to have nicknames for our Rugged Maniac team. Like we should put nicknames on the back of our shirt.
No.
I like that idea.
Like get Grossman on there. Does Grossman have a nickname yet?
I think it's Grossy.
Grossy?
Yeah.
What about Eric? Sleepy?
It's Eric-y.
We'll be like the seven dwarfs. We'll be like Snow White and the seven dwarfs. Like we each have a different. I'll be McDummy.
Not you'd be. You are.
Yeah, I am.
If, yeah. If we find that costume, you could run it in the costume.
I will move you up if you wear the costume.
But you can't run it, though. You can't run it with us. You just have to run it the opposite direction, and every so often, we'll just see you running around, hiding behind a tree.
That would be fun. Well, we don't need him to do that. Grossi can set
he
that up.
He has to go up backwards.
Do you care about prelims in this fight or no?
Sure.
No, I don't really care.
Why? Aljamain's fighting.
Aljamain's fighting. He's fighting Rivera. Benito Lopez fighting Manny Bermudez.
Jeez, he's terrible.
I know he is.
That's why he makes me read these names, because the people.
He can't Brazilian. You've already mentioned that.
I'm moving on to the next fight.
Not only are you Brazilian, but you can't pronounce Smith.
What?
Yeah, Smith is on the card, and you couldn't even say it.
I thought it was Smite.
Yeah, exactly.
does Whittaker have an I in that picture?
It doesn't look like it.
Who do you like in that fight, in the Whittaker Gastelum fight?
All right, so. Purely for
selfish reasons?
No, not selfish reasons. I don't even know the word. Whatever. Is Gastelum managed by a certain manager who manages a lot of?
I believe so.
Okay, then I want Gastelum. All right, I want Gastelum to get a hole punched in his face.
Whoa, it's pretty graphic.
Just because you don't like said manager?
Exactly.
Okay. Wow. All right. So the next fight card, I'm gonna bypass. We'll go to the next event.
When's the next one?
I don't know. But I didn't know any of the names on that one, so I'm like, nah.
So it's a foreign card?
No, I don't know about that. It's foreign to me.
All of this is foreign to you.
Yeah, that's why I need a translator on this show. You should provide me a translator. All right, we'll move up to Jones and Smith. You want to look ahead to that one?
Yeah, sure. I'm booked for it. I'll be there. Yep.
You're going to Las Vegas?
I'm going to Las Vegas. The plan is to broadcast Wednesday, and we may add a Thursday as well. So. Oh.
Found it. What? Shane Grossman just sent me a message.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He got the...
We're going to start a GoFundMe now. I got to see how much this thing is. No. We can... Yeah.
For the outfit?
Yeah. It's a men's spandex.
Oh, yeah. That's what he needs.
Yeah. What size?
Obviously medium. Small. I was going to show off my small fries. So, I mean, this Vegas card is
stacked.
There's
free shipping.
Well, all right, I'll pay the free shipping.
They only have a large.
They ship to Uber Eats?
Bite Squad, something like that.
Bite Squad. This is crazy. I mean, this is March 2nd in Vegas. It's right. John Jones
versus... talking about March 2nd?
Because he can't pronounce names on any other card.
Yeah, I only go to fights that I know the names of.
You don't even know how to pronounce John Jones.
Can you read whatever's being sent to us? Okay, three minutes.
Of course.
3 minutes.
3 minutes to the top.
Seriously, okay. We're really doing this.
No, we're not going that way. Yeah, we won't go that far. I'm just joking.
Right.
No, but the reason we were talking about it is because your dad's going out for that, and he's going to L.A. after, and then we're
going to... I am going to L.A. after that to go meet up with Mr. Mike Tyson. That would be pretty cool.
I still think the cauliflower ear joke was a funny joke.
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
Why?
Because it doesn't make sense.
Well, he ate a human ear, but if it was a cauliflower ear, that just makes him a vegan.
It's not funny. All right, so Friday, the track gets started at the Firestone Grand Prix.
Yeah, so they change it every year, don't they? It was a Honda, didn't they change it a couple times?
So it was the Firestone last year.
Oh, was it?
It's been Firestone.
Okay. Before that, it was a Honda.
And then it was the St. Pete Grand Prix.
Yeah. Daytona 500 coming up?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Are you going to talk to Chip Weil from the track?
Yeah, probably not.
What? Let's go.
Is he bringing us up?
Let's go. Yeah, we'll go.
You set it up, we'll go. We'll broadcast up there.
I still got his number. Call him.
Call him. Let's get it done.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. I went to one.
Yeah.
You know, we went to the drivers' meetings. We were down in the pits. I like that stuff more than I like the race.
Yeah.
Just like Atlanta all week. I canceled with the halftime show.
Why did they?
Because they didn't want the obvious questions.
About the
national anthem, about the halftime show, about all that stuff. Gladys Knight didn't do hers either.
Oh, okay.
Now, they've talked, you know, to different outlets and stuff, but they didn't do the set press conference.
They could have done it just like Prince. Just play.
That's all Prince did.
That's what he did.
You play and you avoid the whole thing.
Well, but after seeing Maroon 5 at the halftime, I would have rather them talk.
Huh? Did you see that... Gladys Knight ruined the over-under on the national anthem.
Oh, by singing too long or too short?
No, no. What happened was she did the national anthem, and she said Brave and ended Brave and then extended it. But it ends at Brave. So really, a lot of people had the under and won.
I went under.
I took the over and still won. It just depends on where you got your
yeah, right. on where you got it done.
I had it at 147.
But I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We like to call this a crash landing. Next week, we've got some things set up. Dave Feldman and Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship will be back. A lot of cool stuff before I head out to Vegas. And Joan Smith, and who knows, Matt may be back as well. Hit us up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
Thank you, Man One.
John King Radio.
Thank you, Man Strong and Staff Zone. See everybody next week.